Okay, now we were this morning talking about the Tunjui ki top pewa means the increasing the power of the enthusiastic that was the this chapter we had the mainly two main emphases. One is the negative side of the enthusiastic to getting rid of, how to get rid of three types of laziness, and then after that finished now, or the power of the development or power of the enthusiastic, the positive side of the power. Okay, that is the subject. And then this has the great four powers, namely explained, and then the more detailed explanation. What we had here is the more detailed explanation. So now, first I want to say that is the four powers. What is the power? Is the, you remember the that means Mubha is a special kind of power of aspiration. Or tempetop means to a power of the stabilization or steadfastness, or then this power. And then gavetop means joy, power of joy. And then trvetop means power of the dropping or casting for a certain. And then Thor means it throw away or cast away. That has the certain kind of obstacles, delusions, of course has to cast away. But the also temporary Thor means it, or if you do so much then things to do, or then tired, exhausted, and then that time you relax a little bit, effort a little bit. Or then abandon and afford, relax, and then restart, that kind of thing. Tolerance, like that way. So anyway, those four things, what we already, in the brief explanation, already taught. Okay.
今天早上我们谈到, 最后再谈到就是说这个增加, 精进力的这些力量, 这些 powers. 那么在这个之前呢, 我们, 在这一章里面已经谈过的第一部分是怎么样认清楚三种怠惰的性质或者它的状态，其次是如何来对治来去除这三种怠惰。那么在第二部分呢，我们谈过的是有关于这个增加我们精进的这四种力量。那么早上我们已经把这些 力量的名称介绍过了，同时也稍微接触了这个详细的内容这部分的介绍。那么这四种力量主要指的有下列四种：第一个是这个 aspiration 的喜乐心，第二个是稳定心 stabilization，那么第三个是一种joy 这种欢喜或者说喜悦的这种力量，那么第四个呢是。 这种去除的力量，这个去除包含两部分，第一部分是在我们练习的过程里面所碰到的这些障碍，那我们想办法把它去除掉。那第二部分指的是在修行在练习的过程里面，我们有的时候会变得比较疲倦，那么利用这第四种力量把这个疲倦让它去除，然后重新 恢复这个精进的这样子的一个态度，所以这是早上。 所谈到的部分的内容。
All right. So now, in the more detailed explanation for that, as the each there's the powers on the detailed explanation detail. First one is the we talked the aspiration, power of aspiration. And that has the detailed explanation is the mode to murder you, is the object of the aspiration, fruit of aspiration, and murder you is the cause of aspiration. And then finally conclusion, those detailed explanation will come. But this morning we talked, they stopped here, first one, you, an object, the object of aspiration. Object of aspiration, when you're talking about those things, or that one is the, one is the aspiration to, or the neva torwa, the negative things, or delusions, or negative things, to cast away, to, or special kind of aspiration to getting rid of those things, by that is one. Okay, then yunde lemba means the to also aspiration to bring all the positive good virtues, qualities, all of these, or these two things, mainly object. So therefore, among those objects, first one is the special aspiration of the to cast away all the faults, obscurations, or those is the this morning we talked just the these three or because two and verses. Or that is the verse 33 and verse 34 we talked about a little bit, mainly all the whole things what you're saying is the so the nyeba is a false obstaculation or delusions and the false and the actions and mental delusions, etc. So many of those false, each, for example, or the three poisons, also delusions, obstacles, all of these when you, or so many of those, so many of those things, each of them, in order to get rid of, or, permanently, absolutely, from the root, it takes too long, so, or maybe eons, or the taking. So that, but the Gaba Jansu means eons of the ocean of eons, even you may be taking. Or that is the effort to get rid of those. But when you think one step, what is the what kind of effort did I do? Do I have? Or those even chasm is even little portion even I haven't have done. So therefore, that is the so therefore rest of my faults, misery, suffering, cause of suffering, all of them remain or countless those things remain. So therefore, or the so thinking that way, then how this morning we're talking why when you're thinking those things, how not my mind or my heart break? Why not? How not I have heart attack? Okay, something like that we'll talk to. So this morning, what are these are the thinking and the aspiration of the so eager, so strong kind of believing, feeling to get rid of those negative side. Okay.
那早上的最后的一部分，我们谈到了第一个力量，就是所谓喜乐的这个力量。那么这里面又分为三个阶段或三个层次去理解。第一个是透过喜乐的力量激起我们精进的对象，第二个是激起我们精进的原因，第三个是做一个结论。那么在激起我们精进的对象这一个层次里面呢，又可以从两个方面去思考。第一个是说我们要去除在过去生，当然包括现在生，因为种种的过患种种的无明所引起的所产生的这些过患。那么第二个呢，是要去思考，就是如果我们精进的去练习，去努力的修行佛法的话，那么会对众生产生所有好的结果。所以从这两个方面来思考，借此呢激发我们的一个精进的这个力量。那么在33颂跟34颂里面，早上谈到了，就是我们要帮，不仅是我们自己，同时也要帮众生去除所有因为无明而产生的这些种种的不好的结果。当然其中最重要的一个不好的结果，就是在轮回中不断的这个受到所有的苦。那么讲到这个地方，就是说我们应该是要尽自己的力量去帮自己还有帮所有的众生去除这样子的一些苦跟这个过患。可是呢，实际上因为我们自己种种的我见无明等等这些的影响，我们事实上连一点点都没有做到啊，连一点这个痛苦啊都没有办法帮自己跟众生去去除。所以想到这里啊，我们实在难道不应该觉得难过吗？不应该觉得心痛吗？那么这个是早上在34颂结束的时候所问的这个问题，借着这个问题来激发我们自己的这个力量。
Okay, that is the really object of the Mepa, means the aspiration, or true aspiration, true to getting rid of those all the oceans of the negativities, especially in the Bodhisattva practitioners, and then one's own or in negatives, and sentient responsibility to taking all the responsibility of sentient beings. So therefore, there are huge number of negative things. So therefore, one's own strong aspiration toward them to get rid of. Now, second one is the object is the Yundan Lambas, taking all the good or qualities or Yundan Lambas. Other than Yundan is the all the practice of a path, vows and all kind of any kind of cause to be or to obtaining emancipation or freedom, or cause to obtaining enlightenment, whatever they are, all temporary or final good qualities, all of them have to take by oneself. So therefore, that is the saying following the verse, verse 35 and 36, two together, and briefly explaining again.
那么接下来在35颂跟36颂里面就要谈到前面讲到那个第二部分的思考，就是说如果我们很精进的去修行佛法，那么会带来给自己以及众生所有的种种的好的结果，要从这个角度去思考。比如说透过我们自己 的精进，那么我们能够不仅让自己解脱，同时也能够协助众生解脱，他们的协助众生从轮回里面解脱，所以等等的这一些好处。那么因此呢，在底下的这两颂啊，三十五颂、三十六颂里面，就会谈到详细的细节。
Again, verse 35 saying, Dada Shenji Yendani Mabutagi Dupchati, Mabutagi Dupchati, Tala Yendere Kabajazo, Kom Junas. On the that is verse 10. And then, first, then, Yendan Lan is taking the aspiration to learn, to obtain, to practice, exercise, to get all these great, excellent qualities, good virtuous qualities. That is the for oneself, for others. Rather, Shenji Yundan, Mangbo Dag Dupchatis, should be, I should be, Dupcha, Mr. Dubarchawa, Mr. I should be, or trying and accomplish them, or to obtaining those things. That is one's own vow, or especially Bodhisattva vow is to do those for the purpose of enlightenment, for the benefit of all sentient beings. So therefore, one should be doing those things. But also, in order to do Tela Yundar, Kaba Jandur Komjuna, same way, each of those good virtuous qualities also takes a long time, Kaba Jazo means many, many aeons, or maybe has to become or accustomed, practiced. For example, we have Buddha has the one perfect Buddhahood, when you achieve, is not easy to think. All three, bodily, speech, mind, perfection of body, speech, mind, and those three things. Even bodies, and also perfect kayas, that you have, nimana sambhoga kaya, nimana kaya, etc. Or many, many, physical form of body. This is not earthly or flesh and bone. It is a perfect mental purity manifested as a form of body. But that has also explained 32 major marks or 80 minor marks explained in the sutra and Visama Alankara etc. So these marks, even in just merely to all the perfection of this perfect body also, each of them, they cause in sentient beings, sunamji tso, tso's accumulation of the merits, sunam is merits, or practice of charity, morality, patience, etc., all these, various kind of meritorious or virtues. So therefore, Akaba Jandur Komjunas, you have to be accustomed and studied, practice, or accomplish many, many meritorious. Without that, you cannot get final result, perfect body. So one example, for example, Buddha has 30 major minor mark, some of them zupu, some kind of special kind of looks like hair, light nature, and in stretch if you have the all in one length of the arm length or something like that, and if you put it goes round on a circle in this area, or this looks like that way. So that is a special kind of, again, and it is not physical, ordinary, physical, gross thing, but subtle mental nature. That also has so much meritorious result of so many meritorious virtues. And Uyutukturu means that Buddhas and perfect Buddha themselves has real Uyutukturu means high, or this the ocean or some kind of special top they are on have, or that also symbolic Kaba Ja means even aeons, 100 aeons result of accumulation of merits of the 100 aeons accumulation result of that this would achieve, etc. So those thinking or comparison with that, and then so much then all the meritorious virtues, you should be have to courage. That now thinking we think, oh, I have done a lot, so now by now I should be close to Buddha or something, or I should be perfect or being. So that is then wrong. So still continue to do aeons, have to this object of this thinking that way to oneself, willingness to do and special kind of desire and at all an aspiration.
Okay.
So therefore that is first that comes to now.
所以在第35颂的前面两行里面就讲到这个就是我们呢要很精进很努力的去练习去学习，然后 realize 很多好的 quality, excellent quality, 这个 quality 就是这些特质好的特质啊，在利用这个简单的这术语来讲，就是这个32相80随心好啊。那么这一些特质，另外呢，比如说在这个身口意三方面成就这个圆满的啊法身、报身等等这一些特质。那么这一些特质，它都是透过不断的努力，甚至透过多少劫长时间的。去累积资粮，去做种种善行的努力的结果。那么所以呢，在这个过程里面，这一些有成就的众生，他们都是经过了聚积资粮等等这个所谓广泛的或深入的去做这个六度而得到的这些结果，包括布施、持戒、忍辱、精进等等这些种种的这些善行。那么也因为经过这么长久时间的努力，那么这么深入广泛的去做这一些善行，他们最后才能够得到这个所谓圆满身。那么这个比如讲，我们常常在坛卡里面看到的这个佛像，释迦牟尼佛的佛像，他所具有的特征来做一个比喻，比如说这个佛在他的头顶上长出了这个肉髻，这个。那么另外比如说在他的这个前额有一些什么样的特征等等，这一些都不是一般世俗的这种所谓生理的特征，而是他经过这个无数劫长时间的努力修行得到的一个结果。那么所以呢，在这里啊，当然有的时候我们也许会因为自己好像已经长出了一些像佛一样的特征而觉得高兴，说哦，我们已经差不多快要成佛了。那其实呢，也不用欢喜的这么早，因为还前面还有不晓得有多少长时间的努力修行在等着我们。所以从这个角度来讲，就是说我们靠借着对于佛的效法，对于成佛的这些众生的一种仿效，那么来激起我们的这个精进的这种力量。
Okay, so therefore, that is the object of what we have to or positively what to do is so many of those in aeons have to become accustomed, have to do. But then from them what oneself one thinking then how much you have add to that. What you done? When you thinking that way, then the following verse 36 saying, only dāga yuñde chālāyāṁ khumbā nāyāṁ mācchē tēsī. Chītara chīshīk tārñī kyevā nī dāga tēmī chēvā nā chārā nās. What that means the Adam? Among those quality, yuñde chālāyāṁ means chā means even one little portion or partial, or small partial also I haven't done. Also, because all the samsara existential beings, we are all in this samsara, round, round, endlessly doing is the nothing done for the tour to the getting rid of the cause of negative things, and taking the all this exercise practice, and getting all these good qualities. So therefore, when you one thinking or one even portion of that even not done, combat name machi is not customed, not. So therefore, thinking chishik tarni jiwa ne dage nyomu temi, dage temi cheba chal minsite. Or the next two verses. Or then in all this, such like human life, like this kind of life. The other lives, if you born, hells, predators, animals, or even some of the devas, they have completely like drunk of samsaric pleasure. They have no anything kind of exercise plan. But only when the most opportunity, most precious life is this human life, which is the delicate, physically, mentally, mixed with all the misery, suffering. When we're talking, Buddha talking, suffering, the cause, and how to get rid of cessation and path, etc., to humans talking. Because humans realize those things. And properly, even you think, human can realize, we is not kind of legend. When somebody here, down there are hells and misery, suffering, we never saw all those. And some people think, deny, never believe. Up there, devas, high merits, virtues, certain kind of meditation are a result to born high rebirth. All those things never believed. And then once you those, then pure result of whether virtues or pure result of some sort of pure result of the negative karma, down, lower rebirth, misery, suffering, like hell, etc. But the human mixed. Or then sometimes suffering nature comes, sometimes pleasure, happiness, enjoyment, or something, certain kind of cause and effect relation that we humans have so much intelligent. This body is so delicate, worse than elephant body. But it has contains with a special kind of intelligent mental. This mental and the body is together. Delicate body together makes for the spiritual, it is powerful realization of truth. What is the nature of suffering? What is the nature of the unfair necessitation? So therefore, what is the nature of samsara? All those things we have or we can know. So therefore, human yesterday or last few days and talking precious human life is the this is the time to do things. Here also saying, 지식 따르니 깨워니 다기 틈이 세워 탈었어. 탈음이지. So amazing that I on made and senselessly on wasted my this precious life, life which is 지식 따른 님이 this time only some kind of by some special chance I got this great ordinary birth or life. 지식 따른 님이 this is a rare expression. Looking for the Tibetan and English, sometimes I can't. Exactly. Okay. So anyway, I'm explaining right. Chishik Tarnim is something on something accidentally happened, some excellent good things, right? Nim is to found. So like if you found kind of certainly wish granting jewel. On like that way. Or we have I shouldn't forget, talking too much. so like that, Chishik Tarni, Jewa names this. Jewa means birth. Such kind of birth I have among the six realms, samsaric realms, samsaric life. Even humans, most humans are not. I have or thinking like there was such wonderful human life. That is the accidental or some kind of rare way of the I found Chishik Tarni, Jewanese, but not recognizing, wasting so far mostly, and the Tumi Cheva, senselessly, purposelessly gone. That is amazing, or I don't know. Tsar means amazing. Marvelous, no? English? What's it? So amazing. How can I do like this? Or that kind of expression. Okay, exclamation. Cheva, tsar means.
那么前面讲到说, 这一些, 经过了无数劫, 很精进去修行的这一些成就的众生啊，他们表现出种种的特质，那么这一些特质呢，是我们去要去模仿学习的对象，那所以呢，我们现在就根据就是说我们看到的他们所表现出来的特质，然后来自己问自己，那我们到底自己做到了多少？ 好，经过很仔细的这个反省跟审查，结果呢，我们发现我们连一点点都还没做到，连一点这一种学习修法的这个习惯呢都还没有养成，那么这一个结果啊，事实上是非常让我们自己觉得不仅是难堪，同时也是震惊。那格西在这里面讲到了，就是说。 比如说其他道的众生呢，不管是天道的众生，或者是下三道的众生，他们有的是过着很愉快的生活，有的是不断的在受苦，这个可以讲说都是在过着一种这个所谓醉生梦死的生活。那么，相较于这一些其他道的众生，只有我们这些出生在人道的众生呢，才可以有这个机会去去除。 过去累世所累积的这一些恶业，或者是去除这个在生活里面由于这个错误的知见所造成的种种的恶因而导致的种种的这些结果，这些不好的障碍。那么更进一步的讲，只有我们在人道的众生，他才具有非常细致的身体跟心理这两方面的工具。 那么这个工具呢，不仅表现在智慧上面，同时表现在我们的这个肢体上面。所以透过这么高的智慧，透过这么善巧的 这个行动，那么我们才有机会亲自去证悟佛陀在初转法轮里面所讲到的这个苦集灭道的这些种种的过程。那么这个是这个人道的众生啊，跟天道跟其他下生道的众生非常不一样的地方。我们现在有幸能够出生在这人道的众生，这个是非常的珍贵的一件事情。就好像前两天我们已经讲过，这个人生呢是非常的难得，是如此的珍贵。那么今天我们虽然非常有幸的降生在这个人道，可是呢，我们不仅不能去体会它的宝贵性，同时我们仍然是用一种很毫无意识的一种态度啊，去不断的浪费它，去不断的透过自己的无明、自己的这个错误的知见，去继续去造这些恶因。那么这个想到这里啊，这个真的是让我们觉得非常的震惊，同时让我们觉得非常的难过。所以在第36颂里面，那么主要就讲到了这个这些重点。
Well, in the English you see how strange it is, or scandal, or like that way. Or, and also, name, the chance, or something, coincidence, or something like this. What do we have in life, this kind of life, could it be down, deep, down, in hell, or animal life, or nothing, or stupidity can be. But this human life is most rareness. And among them, and a special kind of such, or the combination, meeting some kind of, or the spiritual, or the teaching, and the teacher, and the value, or this pure, complete way, meeting like this, and that is also how much there, if we are not human, or even, even a petty dog here, or if you teach him, or when Buddha says whatever, say in one line even you say, you will go away, or nothing understandable. Now we humans have meaning, understanding, or what is right, what is wrong, cause, effect, etc. This opportunity and meeting such kind of, like this kind of thing, special, or this is the most rare, or coincidence, happen like this. So therefore, this is the always thinking, how amazing, how strange, that I didn't recognize this, that my life mostly gone, or meaningless, purposeless, or like that way. Yeah.
所以还是接续的刚才讲的，就是相较于这些下三道的众生，他们的无知以及无力，那么这个人道的众生呢？能够得到这个人生其实是非常的珍贵，也是非常的难得的。那么在这个人道的众生里面，他们具有高度的智慧啊，还有其他的种种的这些条件，这个是在其他道的众生所不容易拥有的。比如说以狗为例，如果我们对着一条狗来对它念这个佛陀所教的这些句诵，那么他听了可能赶快就跑掉了，他不可能去听得懂。换句话讲，他没有办法直接的去接受佛的教导。那么反过来讲，只有我们在人道的众生，透过我们所具有的这个智慧，我们才可以有机会去分辨是非善恶，什么是有利益的，什么是不好的等等这些这些内容。那么因此呢，就是作为这个人道的一些众生呢、那么这个是非常的珍贵。可是呢，可惜的是，我们 一般在人道的众生并不能够真正的去体会这一种得到人生的可贵性，反而是毫无意义的不断的继续在浪费它。那么这个是非常令人值得惋惜的。
Here, I think that maybe I was another adding. And then, Nagarjuna says, also, so well, like, Kanshik senior in Jetaba, Nanjuk Chakbaji, whatever, Kanshik Mirukin, Dibele, he was in Chera Blumbalas. What the Nagarjuna was saying also, Kanshik means somebody, poor, or like beggar type of. On one day, suddenly, on a pile of garbage, he found a precious golden vessel with so many decorations, priceless decorated things in there in the pile of dirt. If this person find like that, then coincidentally, okay. But that that person in the pool, so if he recognized the worth of that kind of vessel, golden vessel, of course he will be instantly rich, like become right, free of the poverty, etc. But this person stupidly didn't know. They use that is again as garbage pan. All garbage things throw in there and nothing in a special treat not recognized. That is doing like that. So that is so strange way of doing that. That is in the world, of course, how stupid, how dumb this person should be and recognize the worth of this great vessel, but he didn't recognize using it as a garbage pan. So like everybody would say, but that is foolish, would say. But then, okay, maybe that is foolish. Or then, Nagarjuna says, much more 100 times foolish that we humans who has this kind of so opportunity, great precious situation like this, and then when you have many qualities meet together, and then that time kanshi mirukene dikbele jivatene shirablimbalas. And then, even born as such like this, still not utilizing this life for a special purpose, it is a vessel for omniscience. It's the human life is a vessel for omniscience, vessel for emancipation, freedom, highest peace, perfection. What we our objective goal is all of them. And then, are able to accomplish this human life. But they, instead of then utilize for this vessel for those purposes, and still declare them is doing all kinds of negative, evil things, killing, or stealing, or lying, or cheating, or all kinds of this negative under the power of ignorance. Attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. All of this using like this, this vessel is full of this garbage, then that is much more foolish than that the modern vessel using as a garbage, and this human precious life using as an object of the best, the vessel of the negativity rather than a huge giant of these positive things. Okay.
OK， 龙树菩萨在他的说法里面曾经举了一个很有名的例子。那么他就讲，他说有一位乞丐，他有一天呢，在这个垃圾堆里面 无意中发现了一个用珍宝做成的一个器皿。那么因为呢，他不知道这个器皿的这种可贵性，这些珍宝是这么的这个值钱，所以呢，他就把这个珍宝做成的这个器皿啊，当做垃圾桶来使用，把他的所有的脏的东西都丢到那个垃圾桶里面去。那么，所以这个龙树菩萨就讲说，这一种这个乞丐啊，他是多么的愚蠢，因为他没有办法知道这个他所找到的这个器皿是这么的珍贵。如果他知道的话，他可以用它来换得一大笔财富，来改善自己的状况。那么，相对于这一个无知的乞丐，我们再看看我们自己，我们现在呢，其实是拥有非常珍贵、非常难得的这个人生。那么在这个人生里面呢，它集合了种种好的条件啊，包括好的，包括这个智慧，包括这个行动力等等这些，但是我们却不知道它的珍贵。照理讲，这样子这么珍贵的这个人生呢、啊，它是应该被我们用来去成就正等正觉，去帮助我们脱离轮回苦海的一个工具。可是呢，我们因为愚蠢，因为受到贪嗔痴等等这一些无明的影响，那么所以我们反而用它来做许多不善的事情啊，不断的去造业，不断的去种下继续轮回的这个苦因。所以相较之下，那么我们比那个乞丐不知道要愚蠢了多少，更愚蠢多少倍。这个是龙树菩萨所举的一个例
子。I have a question in Chinese. Professor says, woman or something. What is that word?
我们。我们。
我们。
We.
We. We. That's we.
Yes.
Okay. So I heard woman. Professor always talks about woman or woman. What is it talking about? All right, okay, joking.
I like women.
All right. Okay, so now next one. All right. So, therefore, the object of the aspiration has a giant negative side, positive side. First, what one should have done, or should have concentrated,earlier, that is thinking that way, and then how much you have done, that is the mainly these two shlokas saying. Now, following and this another third topic is the Supa Chabata Majeva Namdana Takba. That is the now examination. Takba means examination. Chabata Majeva Namdana, what one step have done.Or then the following the verse is showing what oneself has not done, what is done. Or that is the various way to several, or thinking then those, then I should be done this, I didn't do, this is done. So there's oneself, the religious, spiritual, or trainer, especially in the Mahayana practitioners, Buddhisattva was a trainer,And you have taken many, many vows, etc. So therefore, one should be doing this and doing this, not done. Although that's where regretting. And now more enthusiastic or special kind of aspiration to now I have to do, I should be doing. Or like that way thinking. Or that is the, this following, or the next topic is the... examination of the what done, what is not done. Or that is the coming. That is 37 and 38. On verse 37, 38 will do.
那么在前面讨论过这个喜乐的这个力量，它的反面跟正面的这个 这个这个分激起的力量之后呢，那么我们刚刚讲到说，就是在第三个是这个所谓结论的部分。对不起，我这边更正一下，就是在这个对象里面，我们曾经讨论过，对象要去除过去所有的过患，同时要第二个部分是产生所有的好的结果。那么第三个呢是这个结论的部分，就是对于对象跟原因的检讨以后，那么得到一个结论。现在接下来在第37颂跟第38颂啊，就是在检讨，就是我们从刚才所讨论的这些范围里面，那么我们来检讨我们自己究竟已经做好了什么，还有什么东西还没有做啊？为什么要做这样子的检讨呢？这是从一个大圣行者的角度来做的一个检讨。大乘佛法的行者，因为他已经受了很多的戒，那么这个戒里面告诉我们有哪些应该要不要去做，有哪些是要去做。那么这些呢，是在这个接下来的37颂跟38颂里面要做的一个检讨。那么这个是接下来要讲的。
Oh yeah, now, so therefore, those things in the talking, next to verse 37 says, verse 37, whether that is the, so thinking there, what oneself I have done, or that is the thinking that I have not made offerings to the Lord Buddha, etc. That is the Dāgī Chumdēm Māshī Shīng. Chumdēm is the, or Buddha, or Dāgī Chumdēm Māshī Shīng, Chöpa is the making offerings or pleasing. Right? Making offerings, usually Chöpa means to do something, offerings or something. Okay, so Chumde, or the Buddhas, mainly Buddhas, whatever they chapa means, or the chapa means offerings or pleasing things. Puja means the Sanskrit word puja is pleasing. So any kind of pleasing is Buddha. Therefore, that has the Sanskrit chapa. Or the chapa has several different three types of the I haven't done saying that way. One is sensing chapa, usually what we offering things, making these sensing material things offering. Yeah. And then especially one best chapa is dubya chapa. Dubya means to follow what Buddha taught, what the teacher taught. Practice dharma seriously, earnestly. That is the best chapa. Or that is the, so anyway, that kind of offering we didn't do. Or the dāgī chumdē māshī shīng. Or the kādhū chīmbē tē māshī. Or that is the, when you think chumdē chapa means also, or then, when you make meritorious virtues, we have to have this virtues. And then, or then, sunam means the fortunate means we have so much merit accumulated already. So therefore, if you have that kind, then you are great fortunate, you can say. If you haven't done any kind of meritorious virtues, accumulation done, past or this life, nothing done, you are not fortunate. Maybe some past done most in this life, many, or some special things, effect comes, that is the fortunate means fortune for past. So oneself not done this life, and then it's not in the future will be, or nothing happened. So therefore, fortune is the, or that is Chöpa, Sumda Chöpa, Missy. Why Buddha's offering, etc. Do Buddhas need offering? No. Buddha does not need offering. Or he's not hungry, or he's not, or Buddha, he or any Buddhas not needing to offering. But we sentient beings need to make our offerings, that offering faithfully doing that, you see, or accumulate merit. We want to create merit. Or that is the, usually when you think, offering making, they are Buddha, statues, they are, sometimes they, some people I heard, you know, all this, they feel, not feel, you know, maybe the gods will feel, you know, thirsty or something. You are doing this for them. It's nothing, that is not too good. Or the doing this, or the offering things, Yamaraki Shing La Chabam Shing is field. Field, Yaki Shing is field, upper field. Mati Shing is lower field. Field means, if you do something good, virtues, wholesome things, it will create greater result will in the future, fruit will come. Like farmers, huge land they are. That is called field. And then through the land, then you have put the cleaning and watering and the all kind of things to put there, soft and whatever makes this land. That didn't make you to do that. All of them will, after that, you plant a seed there, little seed through everywhere, then you get great, great fruit, yeah, grains and fruits, etc. So much double and triple, and all this will come. So that is thinking that way, one will benefit these things. So doing those hardship, farmers do not do hardship because the field ask them. Or they are not doing for the field, they are doing for themselves. So we do as the offering, or the upper field is the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, the Sanghas, and the three jewels, pour to them some kind of faithfully, prostration, offerings, and whatever you gesture, make some kind of special kind of faithfully doing those things, and that will be meritorious virtues. That will bring oneself in the future a great, great result, a meritorious result. Okay, that's the upper field is the Buddhas, etc. There are so special field, best field to make merit object. And also lower field is the sentient beings, poor beings, etc. Poor to them, giving gifts, charity, protection, saving. All merit is true to them. That also may be for them doing, but also mainly when you do those, that will create huge, huge meritorious virtuous karma, creating virtuous karma. So they will actually, for yourself, it need much, much double, triple result rather than them. Or you're going to mouth full of food to give some baker will get little thing. But you have earnest, especially even you nothing much, but that is offered to them sincerely, faithfully. That will, result will be great, great marriages. Okay? Okay, again, I forget. Sorry. Okay, that's it. Say, now you jump there, my is the first topic.
在37颂的第一行里面讲到了，就是说这里面检讨就是说我们有哪一些还没做到的事情。第一行里面讲说我们没有对这个诸佛菩萨，尤其是对这个的这个佛陀来做种种的供养。那么这个里面就最主要的观念就是在供养这个字，这个 offering。这个在梵文里面叫 puja。那么他的意思是说令人喜悦的， 啊，令人喜悦的。这供养的本身的意思是令他人喜悦的。供养呢，它的基本上有几类，其中一类是所谓的 material， 一种物质的供养。那么第二种呢，第二种供养啊，是我们遵照佛陀的教法去学习去努力，那么这个本身就是一个非常好的供养。好，所以呢，如果我们在这个根据这第一行所讲的，我们就要自己去检讨，那我们在这一生到底有没有去做供养。如果没有做这种，如果已经做了这些供养，也就是说我们不时的去做布施，那么同时很精进的按照佛的教法去练习，那么这时候我们可以庆幸自己将来会有收获。但是如果没有，我们还没有开始去做这些供养，那么当然这个极有可能是因为过去生有我们自己种了许多恶因，让我们在这一生没有这个心力去做。那么如果我们还没有做这个供养的时候，那我们就要督促自己要赶快去加紧去做供养。在这个地方格西特别的强调，就是说这个所谓的供养啊，有一些观念必须要澄清。基本上来讲，这些佛菩萨啊，他本身是根本不需要我们去供养的。我们之所以去做供养，对他们做供养，基本上是为了我们自己聚积资粮的目的。换句话讲，这个供养啊，它不是为了他人，而是为自己。那么在这个地方，格西讲了一个例子，就是在以供水为例。那么有的时候有些人因为他的观念错误啊，他没有去供水，那他就讲，他说啊，佛菩萨反正也不渴，所以他不需要喝水，我就不要供。那这个事实上是一个错误的观念，因为怎么样，这个供养啊，它的意义不是在这个地方。换句话讲，佛菩萨不需要我们去供养。那么这里面接下来谈到的一个观念是这个资粮田的观念。这个资粮田的分为上资粮田跟下资粮田。那下资粮田呢，主要指的是我们这个人道的，就是我们跟其他的这些众生所形成的这样子的一个范围。这个下资粮田呢，它我们去做供养的话，我们在下资粮田里面做供养，那么得到的利益啊是有限的。比如说你布施一餐饭给一个乞丐吃，那么他顶多就是吃饱了。那么反过来讲，上资粮田呢，主要指的是这些佛菩萨所聚集的这个海会。那么这一个资粮田，如果我们去对它做供养，那么我们将来会得到这个超过很多倍的这个资粮。所以呢，这个是下资粮田跟上资粮田。那么整体的来讲的话，回到刚才格西所解释的这个供养的意义啊，他就举这个农夫去种田为例子。说农夫啊，很辛苦的去耕种，他花很多的心力去匀田，去把田里面的这些杂草石子什么都去除掉，去灌水等等这些。那么其实做这一些事情的目的啊，不是因为这个土地要求农夫去这样子做，而是什么，农夫为了他自己未来的收获才自发的去做这些努力。所以因此这个供养的意思啊，在这一个例子里面，那么就表现得很明显，就是说我们不是为了任何人去做供养，尤其是不是为了佛菩萨去做供养，我们是为了我们自己。因为我们做越多的供养，其实给我们自己累积越多的资粮，那么在来世啊，我们就会有这个比较更趋近于究竟的快乐。
So therefore, to rise aspiration, especially what area you have to do, is the first thing, what you have done, what you haven't done. Should be done these things that way, then how you done, haven't done, and then regret, and then all the past or not done regret, and in the future more strongly wanting to do a special kind of aspiration you rise. So therefore, first lines of Jumdam Majeshin. Jumdam is Buddha, and not only Buddha, three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, etc., all the upper field. Not doing the offerings or the pleasing things, puja. And the second, in the same day, or then the Jumdam Majeshin, or the Gadu Chenpo Demaji, Gadu Chenpo Demaji means the Simje sentient tool to the lower being, also sentient tool, sentient beings, should be on as much you devams, pleasure, happiness, on and to give them some kind of peace and pleasant and enjoyment, whatever, on and what you can do to the other beings, sentient beings. The Gadun Shenpyo Demanjis, or the pleasure of greed, or the, here's the vegetable, or anyway, Gadun Shenpyo means, or Gawa means, joyful to, or whom you do, or sentient beings, great joy, Gawa, and Dun Shenpyo, Dunpa Gadun Shenpyo, Dun means vegetable, also great feast, also you can do. So anyway, any of those things, if one have done, or some of them done, and rejoice. If not done, these should be done. I haven't done those things. Two. Okay, those are the Gadu Chenpyo Demaji. And then Sangye Demba. You want to do that?
Yeah,
Gadu Chenpyo Demaji.
那么补充一下，在第一行里面讲到这个，对于。 诸佛做供养啊，这个佛不仅仅指的是佛菩萨，同时指的是所有的三宝。第二行呢，这里面讲的意思就是说，那么对于这些降生在下三道的众生，或者是人道的众生，那么我们也应该尽可能的做供养，也就是说做布施，用最大的力量给他们带来。 就是最大的一种喜悦跟快乐。那么这里呢，如果这里我们要去检讨，有哪一些我们已经做了，哪一些我们没有做。如果是已经做了，那么我们要随喜。这个做了也不一定是只有自己做，可能是别人做了。在所以在这种情况之下，我们去随喜。那么如果还没有做，那么这我们就要尽力的去做，来带给这个其他的这些比较是。 不幸的这些众生，给他们带来喜悦跟快乐。<咳>
OK， 等你，next one，三界等了，啊，那，或者是，等了，乔瓦马夏当，等了乔瓦马夏，等巴米是的，哦，那，teaching，Buddhist teaching，哦，teaching，spiritual teaching，那。 Dambala chawa means activity to done through the service of the teaching. If one has done service of teaching, the service of teaching has two things. Dambala tamjue nami lungdang tokwa dayni to tinzi chiba ma shi to duba chiba kona isi. Pasa pointu said. All teachings have the two types of words teaching. And containing word, whatever, or the practice, realization, development based on that, these two things. Two of them have to develop words, also teaching like, explaining and helping and to understand all those things. Through that, then, realization, or comes oneself, also others, also realization. So that kind of going on, then it's called Dhamma Zimba, or Dhamma means Buddha's teaching, or teaching of the spiritual teaching, is purely for the benefit of sentient beings. So therefore, that holding up, or by way of all the words teaching exactly what he says and listening and all explaining. And also meaning to plenty of practice all the seriously to all the embarked on this doing those things. If this is going on, then Tempa Zimbabwe. If that is disappear completely, then no Tempa. Or Tempa means teaching. And the Buddha himself, as long as my teaching on in the world, translation is going on, that I am there. If my teaching is not disappeared, I am disappeared. All that is Buddha says. The Buddha coming into the world is not to him showing himself alone. All that his main thing is message, teaching, and the teaching which effects to the benefit to the sentient beings. All that is a temple chavacheba. You should be doing. You have to learn, starting learning, practice, and then also to. Showing, share to others. Everywhere, this Dhamma should be everywhere developed to all every corner of the world, or wherever the darkness, the killer, Dhamma killers way. So therefore, Dhamma Jeva is extending Dhamma or teaching everywhere that it will benefit. It's like great medicine to everywhere or developing. So therefore, Tala Chavache means often I use this. Or some have the practice greatly. Some are teaching, explaining what they understand to others. Some people wanting to listen eagerly to not concede, just wanting to listen eagerly or learn to these things. Or they're happening. And in order to have that also, they are not naturally comes. Or in providing support for that also, or those who are doing those things, those who are listening, or those are practitioners, like this kind of room. If you they have no room or place, we can't gather together anywhere if not, or that is dependent on all of those things also have providing poor to the Dhamma. That was the Dhamma La Chawa Chavam, the Chawa Chimpu Chavam's great activity, adding poor or teaching. Or that is that part of Dhamma La Chawa's activity. Did I do? How much I do? Thinking that well, if I not done, should be done, but not done, then you have regret and then try to motivate. Again, aspiration to doing this temple chawa activity to a great service, and chawa means the activity or service, and the best thing is service to the or teaching. Okay? Alright.
You said, Vashbandhu said there are two meanings of teaching.
Oh! Understand and the realization higher and higher than they do. You can't get support of them. So buy everywhere. Okay.
Thank you. 在第三行里面，讲到就是说，让我们自己来反省，我们是不是已经做到了关于学佛的这一些种种的行为？那么这个里面谈到的一个主要的观念是这个佛的教法，佛陀的教法。这个教法根据世亲菩萨他所做的解释。教法里面包含了两种意义，第一种意义呢，是我们所说的经，也就是说佛亲口教导的这一些内容，那么结集成了这个结果，这个是第一部分。 那么第二部分呢，是我们后来的人根据这个经所做的一些诠释，也是我们所谓的论啊，根据这个经所做的这些诠释啊，那么给他的一些解释，让更多的人能够听得懂，能够更容易接触。所以这是两部分，教法的这个两部分的意义。那么，佛陀就讲过，就说只要是我的教法存在，那么我就存在。相反的，如果我所教的这一些法不能够继续的流传在世上，那么我就消失了。这是他自己亲口讲。所以呢，在这里面我们要从这个第三行里面去做一些反省跟这个检讨，就是这个佛法相关的这些行为，它不仅仅只是自己学，还要我们要尽力啊，要协助把这个佛法传播到各处，这是两部分。所以这个第三行里面包含的是这两部分的意义。那为什么要说有这两部分的意义呢？因为除了我们自己学佛学法能够成就之外，事实上就以人道来讲，到处都有众生想要学佛，可是呢，因为种种的条件，他们没有办法达成这样子的心愿。那么在这种情况之下，如果我们自己有这个能力啊，比如说像现在在这个我们现在聚集所在的这个场所里面，那么透过我们的努力啊，让这个场地能够产生，然后让师父能够来到这里，然后让这个教法能够传播出去，像这些行为啊，都是我们可以尽力去做到的。那这个都包含在第三行里面所说的这个有关于教法的这个内涵里面。所以我们就要问自己，我们是不是已经尽力的做到了这两部分，一部分是自己去学，另外一部分是协助去传播。
OK, so that is the and then 电报了乔瓦小电了乔瓦马家当乔瓦马家当乔瓦 if you did not do any kind of activity, other activity in it, for example, best thing is theone self practicing, and then the realization, understanding, and then to spread to others, to those who do not understand, try to properly, or teaching. That is the, or dharma, that is dharma, giving dharma to others is the best, the charity. Charity has the practice of charity as three things, chuji jimbam, or giving dharma charity.Sengsingi Chimbam is giving material things to things. And Chapchi Chimbam, Minjikwa Chapchi Chimbam is some have kind of fear and worrying and a certain kind of such kind of situation. You protect them, have support, protection for one and like that we are doing any kind of things. Or those three kind of Chimbam Namsum, three types of charity.Among them, best charity is the Chuji Jimba, Dhamma, or the teaching. So therefore, when you have some kind of opportunity, you have to do this Dharma teaching or something. Now this also not to, only you have, not pretending, but they should be first oneself learn. What you understand is to explain, only to others share,earnestly or with a good motivation. Not dharma, sati, learning, understand, then that is to sell to somebody and to, or exchanging money or some other things, and then not for motivation at least, and one's own, or teaching, or temba na chawa cheba, earnestly to do service for temba to service. Temba na, or to teaching,Service to the teaching means that's not only Buddha, but they do those who need sentient beings who are doing correctly to or giving certain kind of right thing. So that all great Dhamma Chava Chava, that is the main thing. And with that, and supporting, helping all kind and other things also same way together have to do. Okay. Otherwise itself alone will not able to do. Okay, that is the most important also this time.
那刚才我们讲到说有关于法的这一部分到底我们做了多少，有两部分，第一个是自己是不是积极的去学，第二个是不是尽力的去协助让法能够流传。那接下来补充的这个意思呢，里面就谈到就是布施啊，基本上有三种啊，一个是财务的布施，第二个是法的布施，第三个是我们说的无畏的布施。那么财布施是用物质去布施，让其他的众生得到好处，而法布施呢，就是我们现在所谈到的学法，然后帮助把这个佛法能够流传宣扬出去，这是第二部分。那么第三部分呢，无畏布施是说如果其他的众生他心生恐惧或者有什么紧急的状况，那么我们请身去他服务，去替他解决，这个是无畏布施。在这三种布施里面，最殊胜的是法的布施，也就是讲我们除了自己要很精进的去学习，同时呢我们要能够用自己所知道的这些法去跟其他的众生来分享。那么这个分享的心态是一种非常恳切的，一种非常热切的一种心态，而不是说我们是拿自己所知道的这些法的内涵去跟人家交换物质，比如说去贩卖，去跟人家交换钱财等等，这些都不是正确的一种法布施。所以除了自己要积极精进的去学习，那么另外一方面呢，要这个协助法的这个传播，那么这个是在布施里面是可以说最殊胜的一种布施。
Okay, so therefore, that is the Ubu means also this shows something which is material, giving gifts, dana. That is the Ubu, those who poor, poverty, who are lack of the food, cloth, shelter, and whatever needs. All any human or animals, it doesn't matter. All these to fulfill this. Wishes to, or that is they should be something by those who need the cloth, you give cloth, you those need to food, drink and shelter, and so on. All of this various kind of way to or doing charity, that is the Bodhisattva's activity, and this kind of great merit activity should be those done, but not I haven't done this. Ubu Samba Dwama says. That is the one. Okay. Sensing Gichipa.
那第四行里面所谈到的就是我们要自己去检讨的。那么对于那一些下三道的众生或者是人道的众生，他们种种的这些需求，我们是不是能够尽力的去满他们的愿，或者说已经满他们的愿。在弥勒菩萨的这个经所说的经里面就曾经谈到这样子的内容，就是说不论他是畜生，不论他是这个穷苦的人，或不论他是种种的形状的这种众生，那么他们都有自己的需求。在这样子的情况之下，我们是不是能够尽力的去布施，让他们能够满愿，这个是在第四行里面所要提示我们做的检讨。
Okay, that is the practice of material charity or dana practice, but I haven't done that. What kind of motivation or aspiration to do those things, to practice. And then also, next, verse 38, also, Jigla Minjik Majintham. Among those three charities, Minjik Wa Chabji Chimbam, Chabji Chimbam, a charity of the protection. Those who are great in fear, and then frightened at a certain situation, if there is oneself have the ability to protect that, that should be giving that protection. So those things have to do. So therefore, jigla means those who have the great fearful or the frightening, or those having those beings. I did not give an minjikpa, fearless kind of protection. So that is also all from that is the one. Jigla minjik majitang. That is the those three special kind of practice of charity. All that.
你在第38颂的第一行里面谈的就是我们刚刚说的这个无畏布施这一部分。 这里面主要的是要让我们去反省，对于那一些有需要的人，或者说对于那一些身处极端恐惧的这些众生，我们是不是已经提供了适当的保护？我们是不是提供了这个保障给他们？或者是说我们还没有做到？啊，这个是在第一行里面提示我们的。
Okay, so there, and next one is also Nyamda Dhamma Chinna Das, that is the, also, therefore, Nyamda means those who are, by suffering, Nyamthakwa means, Nyamthakwa means so much, various kind of misery or suffering, and so poor situation. Or most difficult situation having, or any beings, women or animals at all. See, what you will need those, deva jimbams, or from that protection, happy, or happiness to give them, or pleasant happiness, or that is, I haven't done, or those kind of or then mainly, special kind of develop them, compassion, love and through that to do or special whatever needs to be done. So that is the not done. So therefore thinking that way again or to aspiration from now and I will do or thinking that way. Namda Dema Chim or Namda Dema Chimbatam.
That's 另外一种状况，就是对于这些在人道的众生或者在下三道的这些种种的众生，那么这些人呢，这些众生呢，他们事实上时时刻刻都是在经历各式各样的这些苦。那么在这种的情况之下，我们是不是能够提供自己的慈悲、自己的爱心，来让他们得到快乐？啊，这个。第二行里面透过这样子的一个内容也在提示我们，我们其实应该是要对他们提供这一些慈爱那么悲心的，可是呢我们没有做到，那么现在要提醒我们去做反省。
好的，that is the so therefore so far what this list of these things what I or what I haven't done should be done are those kind of counting and examine what area done, what area not done. And then when you see nothing, any of those not done, but you are claiming great things to do, promise to all sentient beings, we will always say, I will liberate all mother sentient beings. I will be Vajrasattva, these kind of things. Or I want to, I will get enlightenment as soon as possible for the benefit of sentient beings, etc. All of these done, saying those things, but nothing done. So therefore, should be done this area, should be done this area, should be done this area. You have examined. And finally, then, all strong special rise to as much from now, or thinking rest of one's own life, etc., to do those things as separation. Now, not done those things. Now, what is done? What is done is on this nothing done promise so much things, nothing done those causes, only oneself, great, great misery. Cause of misery I have done lot. Well, that is done is the my ngadu sumutans, my ngadu say, I will be born in samsara. When the samsara, well, misery of birth, aging, sickness, death, and all these continual, those causes I have done. So therefore, my ngadu sumutans, mother's womb, great pain, misery, suffering. And then Dungan Bhashi Kyevara says, and with that, from birth, starting with the mother's womb, then from there, all the rest of my life, and Dungan Bhashi, cause of suffering, plenty of that I produced. That is the what I have done, thinking that way. And then in the, during the life, if you have a long life from mother's womb, coming from mother's womb, so far what I have done is then, all negative things, all to hurting to others, harming, and lying, and cheating, and all kind of, there are so many things in, out of egotistic view, out of selfish purpose, etc., doing all kind of things, and we have done. All on the animals, even sometimes, we have given some food for the pig. What they do, giving pig, for the food, is not charity. I want to eat later. Fat pig. Okay, joking. Anyway, that's not you are doing that thing. But anyway, this kind of thing happens. Okay, so therefore, what is it done? What is not done? Examine oneself carefully, and then appreciate certain things done. And a lot of the negative things not done, and you point out especially should be this area done, should be this not done. So therefore, special courage, special aspiration, or develop. Okay.
那么直到目前为止啊，就是刚才我们讨论了那么多的这个寄送，到目前为止都是在。提醒我们，或者说都是在把那些我们应该要做的事情，但是却还没有做到的事，把它条列出来，来提醒我们。借着这样子的一种刺激跟提示，让我们因此而升起这个积极的精进心。为什么要这样子做呢？对不起，因为我们在过去的这些日子里面曾经发过无数的大愿，说我们要自己要成佛，要去利益众生等等，这些承诺做了很多。但是呢，到现在为止啊，一事无成。好，所以呢，透过这样子的一个条列式的解释啊，让我们能够刺激自己。那么以上面是条列那些我们应该做还没有做的，那么在第38颂最后两行是列出来，就是说我们已经做到的事情。那么我们做到的是什么事情呢？就是说从我们在母亲身体受胎以来，我们唯一做到的事情就是不断的去给自己造那个痛苦的因，让自己去承受痛苦的因。这些痛苦包括在 这个娑婆世界里面不断的轮回，那么经历生老病死等等这一些痛苦，那不仅仅是对自己造了这么多的这个痛苦，同时呢，我们也让他人因为我们自己的这个无知愚昧而承受了很多的痛苦，所以这是我们从这个受胎以来啊，就一直在做的这些事情。那所以整体来讲，一直到第38颂为止啊，透过这个列举出我们应该要做，但是却还没做到的事，还有我们不应该做，可是却不断的在做的这些事情，那么来刺激我们，让我们因此而发起这个非常积极精进的这一种学佛的心。
Okay, so therefore, then if the practitioner, Mahayana practitioner, the activity is more named Tantra Chawa is the service to the teaching, and then Dwa is the sentient goers. Goer means the travelers or goers, that means all sentient beings who on in one life to another life, from the high and low, and all the time in this circle, or like fair square, like round, round, round. These are the goa. So therefore, have to to releasing them, or that kind of an activity should be doing. Tambata dvete. If it's not done anything, tambata dvete, kaya maje. If you don't, then japa is some kind of special regret on those area I should be done, able to do, but not done. This regretting, strong regretting. Regretting is also good things. And then sometimes what's regretting is unpleasant. Don't want to. But regretting is the purification, is one good. As much regretting something what done, negative things, then that pulls out in the future, I will never do this kind of thing. And that will also come. And in other opposite way to doing something, proper way to bring more motivation. So therefore, on this way to, on I haven't done to service to Temba and Dwa, or that way, then your partner is regretting sometimes, do like that way. Or that is the mainly this process.
那接下来的这一个寄送啊，里面主要的意思就是说，从一个大乘佛法的修行者的角度，我们因为发了愿，我们也受了很多的这些戒律，所以我们事实上有很多事情早就应该要去做，甚至应该做完，但是呢，到目前为止我们一事无成，都没有去做。所以在这种情况之下，那我们应该是要有一个很深的一种忏悔的心。那这个忏悔呢，可以讲说这个里面牵涉很多，在这里他暂时不深入的去讨论。忏悔的一个基本的内涵是尽罪即知，也就是讲说尽除我们的过去所累积的这一些罪业，那么同时呢积聚我们的资粮。所以在这里讲就是说，因为我们有好多事情早就应该要做好，可是现在都没有做，所以呢我们现在要以一个忏悔的心情呢来警惕，来激励自己，要赶快的来积极的来学习啊，这个是这一颂里面的一个主要的意涵。
Oh yeah, then now this shows the nirvana or first the power is the aspiration, the power of aspiration has the object and the fruit and the cause, etc. Need explain. But the object is which is the negative side, positive side, those area are shown already. Or the nirvana aspiration object. Of those. Now, the debu. Debu means a result or fruit. And the fruit or result is the one, and it actually this here explaining is the fruit is not the fruit of aspiration itself, but lack of aspiration. If you have not aspiration, or then that will bring these results. So therefore, here, Niva, the very table is table result when explaining these two, or then Chola Mabatong Miripata, the Junzenos, or that is the root text explaining, or first, on the first verse 39, Chola Mabatong Miripa, Tong is not giving up, or aspiration toward the Dharma practice, right? Or that is not right to or giving up. Then following that is another verse and shows the reason. Okay? Okay. Now first one is the says the verse 39. Dan Hadarayang Shula Murdang Tawan. That is the verse 39. That is the saying. Myself in the past, is past lives. Tadayang is even his lives. By separating the aspiration to the holy Dharma, lack of holy Dharma, past and present life, that brings separation from this, then they are pushing this situation, right, the present, there were poems, lack of the peace, happiness, and so many undesirable misery, suffering, these all things occur. These are the result of the no interest to the ordinary Dharma, holy Dharma, no aspiration to holy Dharma, this time, or past, and also not much done. So therefore, result of that, these things happening are to me. That is the very pointing. That kind of lack of or pleasant enjoyment, happiness, and then arising so many undesirable misery, suffering. That is the such like these happen. That is
it. 接下来是在第三十九颂里面所谈到的，那么这个颂里面是接续上面几颂所谈到，就是刚才我们已经讨论过这个信乐心它的一个对象，那么它为什么要升起它的原因，现在呢是要来谈结果，就是它的结论。 这个在39颂里面的谈法是从一个反面的方式来谈，也就是讲说，如果我们已经做到了我们应该要去做的那些作为一个大乘行者我们应该要做的这些种种的这些善行的话，那么我们会怎么样？但是现在因为我们都没有做到，所以呢，我们目前所遭受到的。 种种的这些这个不愉快等等这些事情加诸在我们身上，那么所以呢，在第39颂里面就是从这一个方式啊来检讨来做这个结论，也就是讲说我们在这个娑婆世界里面不断的轮回承受各式各样的苦跟痛，那么事实上都是因为我们对佛法没有升起这个。 信乐心对佛法没有兴趣，没有积极的精进的去练习的一个结果。所以在这个第39颂的前三行，主要就是讲说，那么不论是在这一生或者是在过去生，啊，我们那些就近的喜悦、就近的快乐都被剥夺了。为什么被剥夺呢？那么是主要的原因。 是因为我们对佛法并没有升起这个精进的这样子的一种心。
好的。So therefore, the lack of the law or lack of the interest or lack of the aspiration toward the spiritual training or for the dharma, or then this would occur, this life and the future life. Now, the meritorious virtues, wholesome, or then dharma, holy dharma, or etc. All of these, in give chone tamjeji, tawa mebra tubesums. Next is the reason showing why these are, or those are the lack of those are the cause of misery, suffering, and the reason is the given chone tamjeji, tawa mebra tubesums. All the gewa is meritorious virtues for something. And their result is peace, happiness, enjoyment, all this higher up, good result, all of these side of the gevecho, geva means the virtue side, all of these are the result of that, the result of the merva. Tawa means all of this root is the merva, some kind of aspiration, some kind of interest toward to them. Without interest, then everything will not happen. Or some start from the beginning, some kind of the goal and the fruit, etc. And through that seeing, understanding that way, some special interested or aspiration or for that. That is the root of all the virtual sides will come. So、that is the reason.
接下来第四十颂里面就继续谈到，如果从正面的方式来讲的话，那么这个它的结果是怎么样？这里面引了这个佛陀曾经自己讲过的话，就是说，这个对于佛法的这一种信乐、信乐心，就是这种对这个修行的这种积极的信乐心呢、啊。那么它是所有功德、所有资粮的一个根本。这里面我们都知道，这个所谓的这一些好的结果、就近的结果是哪一些？比如说，我们可以脱离轮回的这种痛苦等等，这些事情都是好的。那么这些好的，它的根源在哪里？这些好的结果，它的根源在哪里？在第二行里面就讲说这个这种信乐心，就是我们现在在讨论的第一个力量，对不起，那么这个是一个根本的原因，也是一种根本的力量。
Alright, okay. So maybe we will stop there. Okay, thank you.